Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, the Law Society of Ireland and RIP.ie have joined forces to promote trusted legal guidance in will making and encourage proactive future planning. So what do you need to know? Well, to tell us, we're joined by Elaine Byrne of Elaine Byrne Solicitors in Athboy County Meath. Elaine, thanks for coming in to us. When should you be thinking about making a will, do you think?
Yeah, good morning, Shane. Thank you. So I would say there isn't necessarily a right age to consider making a will, but it depends on our circumstances. So yeah. If, for instance, say I'm lucky enough and I buy my first house, I might consider then if something happens to Elaine, who would I like to give my house to? Or if, say again, I'm lucky enough and I have a little baby or young children, I really need to think about a will then, because if I pass, who's going to look after the children? So I might consider the appointment of a testamentary guardian. Say I can't, my son is 12, so I can't give any property directly to him. So I might consider setting up a trust for him.
So if you've assets, if you've kids, you really should be doing a will.
Yeah.
Just very briefly, the downside of not doing a will if you're had to pass away in an untimely fashion.
Yeah. So if we don't have a will, we're looking at the Succession Act of 1965. I think Charles Haughey brought it in back in the day. And in those circumstances, then the state will dictate what happens to my property. So for instance, so myself, I'm married, we've 3 children. So anything in my sole name, like 2/3 would pass to my husband, 1/3 would pass to my children, but it would just be
It's messy. And it's delayed and accounts are frozen and all that kind of thing. It's messy, generally.
It's just really messy. And actually, another example, in our office, we have a husband and wife and they died without a will. They've 3 children. So one of their children, she has special needs. Now, she's quite good, but very vulnerable. So there's no will, so everything is going directly to her. But she now is going to lose all of her allowances, her medical card, and also just on a practical level, she's so vulnerable.
Okay, so and it's straightforward to do a will. And just before we get to some of the questions that have come in, not that expensive either.
Not that expensive. Like I would say, you know, maybe for a single will, maybe like 350 plus VAT, that kind of amount.
Okay, so well worth doing. Yeah. Okay, some questions coming in already, Elaine. If my spouse is automatically the beneficiary after my death, what's the benefit of making a will? I think you've kind of already outlined that.
It's useful to have an executor, so appoint your spouse as executor. They have powers straight away.
But if you don't, and if you don't make a will, you go into probate. Is that right? Which can be long. Am I right in saying that?
It's long drawn out. Yeah, so if you don't have will change, you're looking at, you apply for a grant of letters of administration, but the person's spouse doesn't have any rights really until that grant issues.
And it can take some time.
Yes.
Okay. My husband and I both have kids. None are biologically shared as ours. He has more kids than I, and we own our home 50% each. He wants us in our will to share our home equally among all children. I prefer to share our home 50-50. My part of the home goes to my kids. His part goes to his. Can I create a will based on my 50% ownership of our home? This is an area we do not agree on. I presume you can you?
Yeah, but I think the listener needs to check the deed. So say if the listener and her partner, if they own the house as joint tenants, it's going to pass to the other. It'll be last person standing.
Okay.
So if they hold it as tenants in common, she can give her 50% share to her children, but she needs to check the deeds.
Okay, talk to your solicitor, I suppose, is the advice here. Morning, guys. I own rental properties in Northern Ireland. Is it correct I should make a will in the North regarding these properties?
Yeah, it's I suppose the North, it's a different jurisdiction. So it is really useful. So if the listener, say, has a will in here to cover his assets here, and then a will in the north to cover his assets there.
Okay. I'm married to my partner. We're building a house. The land is in her name, but the mortgage is in both. Should she pass away, is this complicated within a will? I'm guessing no.
So if she just makes a will and leaves her interest in the site or the property, it's okay.
Okay. I know that I'm set to inherit property or land in my parents' will, but have not inherited yet. Can I will that to my own children if I'm writing a will for me under the assumption I will own it one day?
Well, you could refer, you could say, I suppose, I understand that I'm due to inherit something. So you could refer to it in the will. And then in a will, there's always a residuary clause in a will. So anything that isn't specifically mentioned will go into the residue. So you can refer to it. Yes.
Okay.
Good morning, Elena. Good morning, Elena. I'm just going to throw a few to you as well. Please ask this lady if my wife has a grown-up daughter. Can I leave her our family home or will she be heavily taxed?
So taxed at the moment. So a daughter is a Group A beneficiary. So a daughter can get 400,000 tax-free.
I wonder, does he mean it's not his daughter? So half of the property is his if he leaves his part to her.
So,
do you know what I mean?
So a stepchild actually is still considered a Group A beneficiary. So she would still be able to get the 400,000
so like tax-free. It's
more of a property tax question than a will question,
probably.
I suppose, isn't it?
Probably. What happens to my pension fund if I die before retirement and have no will, says this listener?
Yeah, so...
Ooh, good question.
So actually, yeah, so that's a really good question and like really useful to have a will in that instance. Now, sometimes with a pension, the trustees of a pension will have a certain level of discretion. So you could check it with the trustees and just see what does happen my pension in the event of my passing.
Elaine, brilliant. Thank you indeed for that. You did want to refer people if they want more information.
Yes, thank you, Shane. Yes, so the Law Society have collaborated with RIP.ie and there's really useful and free information, lots of articles there, so it might be useful for listeners.
Yeah,
thank
and
you, Shane.
Don't put it off. Get that will done.
Exactly,
it is worth doing. Okay, Elaine Byrne of Elaine Byrne Solicitors in Atboy County Meath, thank you indeed for coming into News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.